And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper!
Hello.
Oh, well done, yeah. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week this week. Stroppy. Brought to you by Mr. Tony Hearn. This is the show's in two parts this week. Part one, the first three songs, the first half, are ones that they are the usual Punky fare. And the second half of the show is chosen by Mr. Tony Hearn himself. Isn't that right, sir?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Old Tony, I know that we've argued, but I think it's only fair that maybe I should apologise and say sorry in the shape of a song. A song by the Rockets from their album We Are the Rockets. This is Come Back to Me. Come Back to Me, a great start to what's going to be a great show this week, Tony. I'll tell you, you're now listening to the Planet Smashers, and they are the right ones this time. I have got this right. We'll have MySpace comments for you now, of course. We better do this first. What is the Rockets MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/ The Rockets.
How are you spelling Rockets?
With a Z at the end.
With a Z at the end, or if you're in the US, with a Z at the end. Oh, yeah, hands across the ocean. Yeah, it is. It's a fabulous album. That's about a third of the full song we've played off it. Do visit their MySpace page. Do buy their stuff. They're brilliant. And the lead singer, Tony, is half Indian.
Is he?
Yeah. Hmm. How about that? Oh, yeah. We're getting a bit Native American this week, Tony. That's what I'm saying. Should have MySpace comments for you, but none of you have left any of any import. There was one that's quite good. I'm going to save it for the next show. MySpace.com/ Punky Radio. Next week's... Am I right? The next show is the 200th?
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Yes, so basically, we want your happy 200th show comments on MySpace. For basically, from as soon as you hear this, do them straight away. That is what I'm saying. As soon as you hear this show, send us a MySpace comment, MySpace.com/PunkyRadio, with your happy returns or any abuse you want to give us. But we want to get that stuff in because we want to do MySpace comments next week. If you're not on MySpace, well, don't fucking bother. Now, it does mean, however, that in the MySpace place, I've got comedy suburbs coming out of my ears. There's this woman called Bridget. She sends me something every day now. So, but I do like to hear from people other than Bridget. She's become the new Russ. And this latest one is just a joke. Now, the next one she's going to do for us, it'll be on next week's show, is a beautiful list. But this is a joke. Do send it. If you have a joke that you'd like me to read out, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, comedy suburbs. As Bridget did. Here goes. So, Tony, you all set. Are you sitting comfortably?
I am.
A little girl asks her mum, "Mum, can I take the dog for a walk around the block?" Her mum replies, "No, because she is on heat." "What does that mean?" asks the child. "Go and ask your father. I think he's in the garage." The little girl goes out to the garage, or if you're in America, garage, and says, "Dad, can I take Lulu for a walk around the block?" Clearly, the dog's called Lulu. It's got no fucking chance. Like, "Dad, can I take Lulu for a walk around the block?" I asked mum, but she said the dog was on the heat and to come and ask you. He took a rag, soaked it in petrol, and scrubbed the dog's backside with it to disguise the scent, and said, "Okay, you can go now, but keep Lulu on the leash and only go once around the block." The little girl left and returned a few minutes later with no dog on the leash. Surprised, Dad asked, "Where's Lulu?" The little girl said, "She ran out of petrol about halfway around the block, so another dog is pushing her home."
Nice.
Right. Nice little story there. So that's it. That's all I've got, man. That's all I've got this week. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. It's a new month, so please do vote for us now. It's June. We'll really need your comments for the next few weeks to keep them mounting up. So please vote for us. The easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we'll read them out. And thank you all for who's voted so far for us.
And I've already voted this month.
Good. Well done.
How about you? Have you voted yet?
I haven't.
Vote Punky.
Okay, I will.
You've just told everyone else to.
That is true. Should practice what I preach, really. Yeah, I love Punky. It's my fave. From DMY Eden. DM Yeden. DM Yeden. Well, whoever you are, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, but try harder.
A vote for justice, truth, liberty and the Punky way. From Scott Jakubik. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott J. You are right, of course. It is truth, justice and the Punky way.
Punky rules, duh. From E. Diamantopoulos. E. Diamantopoulos?
It doesn't matter how many times you say it, Tony. I'm going to keep laughing. Okay. That's a longer name than it is a comment.
Yeah, it is.
It's a brief. You got me. Yeah.
Punk is good for what ails you. From Woody B3. Thank you very much.
They're getting shorter.
This is a really short one. I've put the longest one a lot. From Punky is the dog's nut, not nuts. And yes, Paul, I am legal. From Insane Star. Always nice to know.
Insane Star, thanks for the information. I needed that reaffirming. You naughty northern goth.
And
girls shouldn't tell me they're legal. They should say that they are highly illegal to throw me off the scent. I'm starting to think some of them want it.
Possibly. I don't know. But that's it for Podcast Sally.
Well, her name is Insane, to be fair. So I'll change Insane Star to Insane Bird. Got any chance with me at all? Right, well, Tone, that's all I've got to say in this bit. Have you got anything else for this bit?
Not really.
Well, we might need some Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. I'll tell you what, mate. Great title to this song. Felch, Death, Fuckstorm. Right, that is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Felch Death Fuckstorm from their album, which I can't find, but I do have a mystery assistant here who may be able to find it for me. Is it on there? Is it on that tape? I've got a mystery assistant tape.
Have you?
Par excellence, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know what I've done with it. That's it, that's it. Those three. No, those three. That's the Rockets, mystery assistant. Come on. I said par excellence. I meant fucking idiot. Right. So, yeah, here we go then. This is... That was from Revenge of the Psychotronic Man from their album Make Pigs Smoke, Tony.
Okay.
And that was Felch Death Fuckstorm. Now, we have already played I Know a Cracking Owl Sanctuary. And I'm trying to think which other ones we played. Did we play Donkey Yeast Infection? There's some great titles on
that.
That
doesn't
here.
Ring I'm a bell, like, no.
Did we play Cosmopolitan Horse Tits?
I don't think so.
Oh no, we played Mainstream Music is Shit.
Yeah, we did.
Track 9's a good one, The Fuck It Button.
Nice.
Oh, and track 10's good, Tramp Rape.
Huh.
I have a feeling we might be playing one or two more of these. If you like the harder end of Punky Radio, might I recommend Revenge of the Psychotronic Man? They don't fuck about. It's weird, isn't it, that I Know a Cracking Owl Sanctuary's on it. A lovely ska instrumental against all the noisy bastardness. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie being Internet Neil. It could be a whitewash this week, you know.
I don't think so.
Now, I would be doing Facebook latest ads, obviously, but I haven't got round to them, like a clever boy. And I've also managed to... Oh, no, I haven't. I've got it. What we've got instead, I'll hopefully have Facebook ones and I'll have MySpace comments for the 200th show. And there is still time for you to send me your favourite songs you've ever played. Because I've had a few emails through. I'd like to get a few more. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Why not title your email, "This is my favourite song on Punky Radio." Favourite songs of favourite bands. You can do a list if you've got a few, and I'll try and make sure that I get six of the most popular choices. We had two emails through, interestingly, with an almost identical list on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how about that? Anyway, for the time being, I have my default, got nothing to say, Darwin Awards book here. You might remember the last Darwin Award was read out by Always Schlucking.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say Always. You're in the right mood this week. Right, so, yeah, you just sat there saying nothing. are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you are there. Good. Right. So, you're difficult. So, anyway, this week...
I'm not being difficult at all.
No, yeah, right. You're just saying fuck all. I tell you what. We'd be having a right scrap if you were here. It's funny. You'd beat me up as well. You're a much, much bigger man than I am. I don't know why you haven't done it before, really.
Good point.
It is a good point. I shouldn't have said that. I'm only going to give you ideas. Now, expect me to get a twatting for the 200th.
Yeah.
Oh, you're pretty confident about it. Right, fuck it. I'm going to have to get some backup. It's all right. The mystery assistant's got a pair of arms on her. She'll fucking do you. All right. I'll have to get her back in for Thursday. So... and she's saying the mystery assistant is what are they called? What people call when they can't speak?
Mute.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah. Oh,
so she's just sat there laughing silently. It's brilliant. Okay, so this week, for those of you tuning in for the first time, who may not be familiar with the Darwin Awards, Darwinawards.com is a legendary website that commemorates the remains of the people who have improved our gene pool by killing themselves in really stupid ways. And this week's one is, it's down as an honourable mention, which would suggest they haven't actually killed themselves. I think that's how it works. But anyway, under the title Scrotum Self Repair, confirmed by Darwin, 1991, Pennsylvania. This is a true story based on a medical report and contains disturbing descriptions. Warning, listen at your own risk. Tony, can you see what I've done there? I've said listen rather than read.
Very nice.
Thank you. One morning, a doctor was summoned to the emergency room by the head nurse, who directed him to a patient who had refused to describe his problem more specifically than to request a doctor who took care of men's troubles. The patient was pale, feverish, and obviously uncomfortable, and he had little to say as he gingerly opened his trousers to expose a bit of angry red and black and blue scrotal skin. The nurse left the two men in private, and the patient permitted the doctor to remove his trousers, and 2 or 3 yards of foul-smelling stained gauze wrapped around his tender scrotum, which was swollen to the size of a grapefruit. a jagged laceration oozing pus and blood extended down the left scrotum. Amid the matted hair and pus, the doctor spotted some half-buried dark linear objects and interrogated the patient on their identity. Several days earlier, the man allowed that he had injured himself at work in the machine shop, and he had closed the laceration with a staple gun. The linear objects were 1-inch staples used to mount wallboard. Or mount your wallboard. The medical staff x-rayed the patient's scrotum to locate the staples and gave him tetanus, antitoxin, broad-spectrum antibiotics and a hexachlorophene sit bath prior to surgery the next morning. 8 rusty staples were exercised. The left testicle had been torn off and was missing, but the stump of the spermatic cord was recovered and stitched shut. Convalescence was uneventful, and before his release a week later, the patient confided his story to the doctor. An unmarried loner, he rarely lunched with his co-workers. Finding himself alone at noon, he had begun the regular practice of masturbating by holding his penis against the canvas drive belt of a large piece of machinery. One day, as he approached orgasm, turns the page, he lost his concentration and leaned too close to the belt. His scrotum suddenly became caught between the pulley wheel and drive belt, and he was thrown into the air, landing a few feet away. Unaware that he had lost his left testes and too traumatized to feel much pain, he stapled the wound closed and resumed work. We can only assume he abandoned this method of self-gratification. Reference: Medical Aspects of Human Sexuality, July 1991. And that, my friend, is a Darwin Award.
So that'd be a Darwin Award because he couldn't have kids?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. It would make sense, wouldn't it? So he was still, even though he didn't actually kill himself. How the fuck could you not kill yourself doing that? But yeah, I suppose he stopped himself being able to breathe, didn't he? So it counts, yeah, it counts. But thank you for picking them up on that. Now, have you got to add?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far. I haven't had one in a good week, but I've got a couple still, but could always use more. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And this week, it's from Bradley Sprog.
Hey.
Dear Tony, sorry about the lack of communication, being up to my neck in college stuff since the new year. That's okay, that's fine. I'm sat revising for a maths paper that I sit tomorrow, listening to Punky. Earlier in the evening, I had a go at my 16-year-old daughter, who was also revising for GCSEs. She was listening to some shite on her phone. "Turn that crap off, you need to concentrate," I shouted. Insert teenage rant as appropriate. Back to the present, I've just finished my test paper and scored 87%, so apparently she's right and I'm wrong. Or does Punky just contain more brain stimulant? Possibly. I don't know.
It is possible, but should we insert a teenage rant at this point? Do you want to go first?
I hate you, why did I?
I hate you, why don't you let me do what I want?
Following my last email about the glorious life of the self-employed electrician, here's another tale from the building site. I've left now, so I don't fucking care about cunt face and funk notes. One of the lads on site, a Notts Forest fan by the name of Ben Hindmarch, was previously banned from all football grounds for 1 year for non-specific football-related tomfoolery. Just after the ban was up, Forest played the Sheepshaggers in the FA Cup. Ben received a letter from the local constabulary stating that if he showed his face at the match, he would be arrested on site. Just prior to the match, he was drinking in a pub when in walked 3 Derby fans who started to taunt Ben and his chums. A fight then breaks out, which is all on the pub's CCTV system, the video of which features our hero throwing chairs and then coins at the 3 beleaguered Sheepshaggers.
They deserved it.
When arrested, he claimed self-defence, which the coppers then played him the tape and asked him if a chair was a good defence against 3 men 20 feet away. So keep up the good work, Bradley Sprog.
Good effort.
So, yeah.
In no way does Punky Radio officially condone violence, but when it's Derby fans, fuck them.
Yeah, we don't like Derby.
Fuck them.
No.
Right then.
So, it doesn't know where it's from. I would assume Nottingham. Then.
Should we go with Nottingham?
Let's go with Nottingham. So, right. Ben Hindmarch from Nottingham, England
is a twat.
Thank
he's
you very
really,
much.
He's, he's a good boy.
Good, well, yeah, good boy in theory. Well, maybe took that a little bit far.
Yeah, he should have thought it through. He should have at least dismantled the CCTV before he began his anti-Derby rampage.
This is true.
It is true.
But yeah.
Should we get on with the next track?
Yes.
Devilish Presley, Voodoo Goddess. Yeah! Devilish Presley and Voodoo Goddess, Tony.
Very nice.
They're a busy band, Devilish Presley. That's from their latest album, Flesh Right. Well, they dropped it, Flesh Right. I caught that. That was good, wasn't it, Mystery Assistant? From their album, Flesh Right, which has got 15 great tracks on it, and we've played a few now. I had a brief listen to it the other day, and there's so many tracks we could play off this album, and it is their best album yet, and it's really good, interesting, and varied. Rather like my life.
And that's the new one, isn't it, yeah? The new one.
It is. Yeah, it is the latest one, yeah. What I want to know is, what is Devilish Presley's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Devilish Presley.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
Did.
Because they had to get rid of it and start again. And it's now MySpace.com/Devilish Presley, November 10th records. Oh, yeah.
That rolls off the tongue.
There'll be in our MySpace top friends. The important thing is, it's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1. The fight back begins.
I just said now, Tony. Oh, crap.
It seems now, on this being, is this the 199th show?
It's the 199th show.
Seems that, like, for probably the last 99, I've been asking you whether you've had any time to find anything out about GoDaddy. Have you managed anything?
Not this week. Sorry.
Don't worry about it, Tony. I have the information at hand, and to the tune of Chromosoma 3, here we go. GoDaddy.com. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because the dead exchange rate, baby mon.
So go to GoDaddy.com. Bloody hell, the mystery assistant made a noise. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Beautifully done. I should have asked you to do that in Spanish, because, of course, in the next bit, we're going to be finding out about your trip. But before that, Tony, part two of the show, as promised, I don't know the next three songs. Do you want to tell me about this one, or do you want to just introduce it and tell me about it after?
Introduce it. So this is the Von Trapps, and the song is called Aggro. Okay, that was the Von Trapps, and the song was Aggro.
I don't care.
You don't care?
Mystery assistant, you're out of order.
What'd she just say?
Nothing.
What did she just say? Oh,
nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting abused from 125 miles away.
Trust me, you're not getting abused.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that was the Von Trapps, a song called Aggro. These are a local lot to me. Well, they approached me at band practice the other week and just forced a CD in my hand saying, do you still do radio show? Like, here, play this. So, I have done now. The CD is called Coasters and Bird Scarers. They are a three-piece band from around these parts. They are Paul Smith, Matt Thompson and Paul Ringrose. But what is their MySpace?
MySpace.com/ The Von Trapps.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, get in!
I think you quite possibly could walk away with it this week.
What's the scores, Tony?
It's 3-1.
No, that's 2-2, mate.
2-2. Is it 2-2?
That's the because you've got Devon Espresso, haven't you?
Yeah, so it's 2-2.
Paulie B's got a Desmond.
Yeah.
Nice. Mystery assistant. So, anyway, Tony, isn't there something that you want to tell me that I fucked up?
So yeah, so what happened with the Bunker 2 code in the last bit?
Mate, I'm so sorry, I completely forgot. I'm going to have to redo this bit. I'm so sorry, but I'm sure you're going to make this out. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky 2 code that's...
Punky 2.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 Nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because our dad extends it, baby mon.
There you go. Uh-huh. All sorted. So anyway, right...
Yes.
I've got a pissy, boring life that revolves around the Highwayman's Lodge, mystery assistants getting up to no good and the such like. But that's about it, really. I don't have a lot to say. But you, however, if I'm not mistaken, have something rather marvellous lined up for June. What's happening?
Well, we're having, me and the beautiful Stephanie are having a bit of a mini tour of Europa. For about 4 weeks, So we leave
a month,
which has gone down really well with the clients. But that's fine.
I didn't realise she was on the game.
No, I'm on the game.
All right, fair.
We thank you, Mr. Assistant, for the see. Oh. See, I've got my own.
Have you got a Mr. Assistant as well now?
Yeah.
Does Steph know?
She sneaks in and out.
Mm.
So we're getting the on Friday this week. We're going to Dover to get to Calais,
right?
And then we're going to one of two places. We're going to go to Bruges, but judging by the fact that we've seen the film in Bruges and the place is apparently quite boring, and B, it's fucking expensive and you can't park your car there. You have to kind of park it on the outskirts and get in.
And you have to watch out for angry midgets.
Yeah. Have you seen In Bruges?
Absolutely loved it.
It's class, isn't it?
Absolutely loved it. Mystery Assistant, have you seen In Bruges? I'll see if it's on my special Virgin On Demand thing. Virgin's On Demand, that's what you want.
It's great.
Not as good as Available Slags, I grant you, but they're not allowed to call the TV channel that. So
we're thinking possibly you're going to Antwerp instead.
Oh, okay. Antwerp's supposed to be really cool.
Yeah, diamond capital and all that, apparently.
With all the money you earn, mate, you should be buying them.
Apparently so.
I reckon that's why Steph wants you there, mate. I'm hearing engagement.
Don't say that.
It's for the wedding bells. Wedding bells. It's for the wedding. What happened to Godley and Cream?
Don't know.
Now, which one was the one with the big fat head? Kevin Godley or Lol Cream? It was Kevin Godley, wasn't it? Do you know, I went for a casting for an advert years ago, and Kevin Godley, when I'm saying what happened to them, I know, was the producer of the advert. And he was there, and I walked in for this casting. I can't remember what it was for. It was for some... I was entirely inappropriate for it. It was for some sort of Caribbean liqueur or something, right? And, I walked in, and they said, right, you've got to stand on that cross and say into the camera your name, your height, your hair colour, where you're from, and then you read the thing out. I went, alright, my name's Paul B. Edwards, I'm 5'9¾". I'm tempted to call that 5'10". My hair is brown. I hadn't gone grey in those days. And then I just went, fuck me, it's Godley and Cream, you've got a giant head. And just burst out laughing. And apparently I was the first person all day that recognised him, and he was really made up. He didn't mind about the giant head. I didn't get it.
Okay.
So that's what happened to them, basically. I am so sorry. So, yeah, you go to Antwerp to buy Antwerp for a diamond engagement ring.
Which is halfway between Calais and Steph's mum's house. So we're going to stop there for one night and then go on to just north of Dusseldorf.
Right.
Where Steph's from.
Average ain't pet country.
Yeah. And then we're staying there.
Because they were well-known Geordie pirates.
And then we're staying there until Monday, and then we're going to drive, I think, to Berlin.
Cool.
Which will be quite a distance, but it looks like, yeah, I'm sure it'd be quite interesting to see it.
It's doable. Yeah. And you get to go on the Autobahn. Will you drive, Tone?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
I want, hopefully. We'll probably share it.
50 miles an hour. Suits you, sir.
Well, we've got the Fiesta, so we'll be trying to push 50.
5 miles an hour. Suits you, sir.
Exactly.
They'll be keeping the Germans and be getting well angry about your Fiesta on the Autobahn.
Probably.
English pig, Schweinhund! Why doesn't he understand that 100 kilometres an hour should be on the inside lane in the granny buggy? Fuck off, I'm going as far as I can.
And then we're
right, you're going to drive to Berlin.
Berlin from Monday to, and then we're staying there for 3 days till Thursday, and then we're driving back to Dusseldorf, to Dusseldorf this time, and then I think to see some of Steph's friends.
And oh, Tony!
Yeah.
Do you remember President Kennedy, the one who
got his
head shot off?
Yeah.
Him, right? Do you know he famously went to Berlin, and he wanted to ingratiate himself to the locals? And his opening gammy was, "Ich bin ein Berliner." Like, do you know what he said? And they all burst out laughing. Do you know what he said?
I am a donut or something.
I am a sausage.
I'm a sausage.
I think it's a sausage. I'm a donut.
Berliner's a donut.
It's piping up again.
Yeah.
Hello, I am a donut.
Nice.
So it's no wonder we got fucking shot, is it? Retard.
So you're doing
just
that.
Drive through Dallas at 5 miles an hour. That'll be love. I'll be all right. Open top, lovely. He had open top by the end of it. He had a convertible head.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, fuck him, he's dead.
That's true. And then...
Just said, wow, I don't know what about... I think she might have sat on the remote control.
Perhaps she didn't know he was dead.
What, sorry?
Perhaps she didn't know he was dead.
Oh, that is possible.
Just put that news to her quite well. So, yeah, so then...
I'll make sure I break her in gently, then.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you're going to Berlin, then you're going back to Düsseldorf.
Düsseldorf, and then probably see Cologne for a couple of days.
Oh, mate, the cathedral's brilliant.
Yeah, well, I've probably seen it once.
Right, watch out for Algerian buskers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a few days in Holland, which we haven't quite sorted out yet. But
show Amsterdam, clickety-click, always looking.
Yeah. Thinking of Amsterdam, but it's a bit expensive.
But, oh, Tony.
But maybe Rotterdam.
You're minted. I've never been to Rotterdam, but by all accounts, it's fucking great.
But the same place I've been to in Holland is Amsterdam, so I'll maybe see other places. But it's all kind of quite
avoid
close.
Avoid Aachen.
Yeah, that's Germany,
avoid
isn't it?
Avoid Aachen, which was, of course, formerly La Chapelle, which was the seat of the Holy Roman Empire. Might have been a bit of a laugh in those days. Fucking boring now.
Right, no, I'll avoid that. And then, so, we're in and out of, well, probably Holland for a few days, and then we didn't know what we're doing, because we're going to try and work our way down to Barcelona.
Right, but so what might happen here? That you might, take the car back to Düsseldorf, or?
Yeah, so leave the car in Düsseldorf and maybe catch the train to a few places, like maybe Zurich, maybe somewhere
Tony
in France.
Tony, Zurich is well boring.
Is it?
Maybe yeah, I mean, I know it's a rail hub, but if you're going to go to Switzerland, go to Geneva. It is expensive, but it's the best laugh.
Okay. But somewhere in Switzerland, I think. Yeah, it'd be interesting to check in.
Because the thing about Geneva is, actually, from the train, you can do Geneva up to Montreux, and the thing starting with A in the middle of it, and they're all really nice places. And Montreux is where smoke on the water, bow, 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 which I heard on bagpipes in Glasgow last week. More of that in the last bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing starting with A between them. I think it starts with an A.
Right.
I
love look around Geneva. We're going to probably book a lot of this, probably end up booking the first week of us being there. We just need to fill the gap in between Holland and getting to the Psychobilly Festival in Viña del Mar, which we're getting to on the 23rd of June.
That's going to be good. I think I'll get there on the 22nd.
Right.
So I'll be there waiting.
You'll see us.
Well, we have roaming, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
We have phone roaming.
And do you think the fact that we're both on the same contract will actually make any difference to the cost? Probably.
No, it won't, but texts don't cost very much. So you'll be able to catch me. I'll let you know where we are or whatever. But you can just come to our hotel. Because I'll show you. Because when you first get there, things like the crazy psychobilly bus tram thing that goes around the town and that, it's a bit weird. But if you're staying where I think you're staying, you're going to fucking love it, mate. Because you need to go down the other end of the resort for the psychobilly beach bar. So you need to catch this tram bus thing, or it's a really long walk.
Right, okay. Yeah, we'll get cleared up.
Yeah, so you can catch it with us.
Cool.
It'll be cool. The Austrian babies won't be there this year.
Oh, right, okay. I'm sure we're going to be
there. I didn't say, I'm so sorry, but in the second section you heard the Cemetery Surfers underneath us, and this section you'll be listening to Mustang Lightning.
Yeah. And then after that we're just making our way back, so we leave there on the 28th, and then we have to be back in the UK on the 3rd, so we're going to take a couple of days to get back up to Steph's mum's, probably through France, and then get back.
Cool.
Well, look, this is like kind of like we know start and end points of things. I just need to kind of fill in a few gaps. But I'm not really looking forward to it.
Because I don't know where the train from Barcelona that there is a train from Paris to Barcelona, I think, but I don't know where it stops en route. Lyon is a good shout, but it's a big industrial city. It's not got anything of any import to see, really.
Right.
But you'll find something.
We'll check it.
You can trust Steph.
Yeah.
She's multilingual.
She is.
Whereas you're just a cunning linguist.
I can get something else then. That's all right. Yeah, so that's my June. It's going to be my June. And then I get
they
back and
brilliant.
It's hospital time. Yay!
Oh, of course it is, yeah. Tony's got a hernia. I was going to play that this week, actually. The Toy Dolls. Ernie's got a hernia. We'll save it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, Tony. Well, I don't know what's happening in music.
Of course. So next is... this is a band... I found this CD at Crazy Steve's office, because we used to record this at the Punky Bunker, hidden in the Unit 5 studios. And a lot of our posts seemed to go missing after we left.
Is this Crazy Steve or Thieving Steve?
Exactly. So I liberated this from the office because it had...
I liberate.
Because it had your name on the front of it. So I don't know how many balls
so obviously
through
he
the
kept
net.
It.
He kept it. So it says, "To Paulie B, hope you enjoy." And it's signed by the band.
Yeah, Steve. Oh, thank you very much. I'm going to wear my parker and shorts.
Exactly. So this band is called Oh No, Not Stereo. And it's this
oh,
is actually
no,
an album.
Not Stereo.
Exactly. And they were actually a duo. They were two-piece from LA.
It's Yoko Ono and a bloke called Not Stereo.
It's not. It's Sky Nielsen and Michael Lee. And they're from LA. I think they've got actually a band together now, but I think when they released this, I think they were doing it all themselves.
Shit, well, I'm so sorry, Oh No, Not Stereo, that I didn't get this.
I thought this must have been at least in there a year, but we're finally playing it, we haven't, so...
Oh, right, Tony, now, before we go any further, can you do me a favour? Can you, because obviously you're doing some stuff this week that I would do normally, can you add them on MySpace?
Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you.
The Von Trapp's already been added.
Brilliant.
They had it, must have added us. We're already one of their top friends.
Well done, the Von Trapps.
Very nice of them. So anyway, this is Only Not Stereo. The song is Shot Down by the Man, but what is their MySpace?
Is it myspace.com/ Oh No Not Stereo?
It is. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
Paulie B3, Tony 2.
Oh, I didn't think this was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I thought it might have been at least a draw. But anyway, this is Shot Down by the Man.
1, 2, 3, 4 Always interfere. A generation will return on the earth.
Okay, that was Shot Down by the Man by Oh No Not Stereo.
MySpace. Oh no, not Stereo.
Oh no. The MySpace again is myspace.com/Oh No Not Stereo. You're listening to Dead 60s. This is Paul.
Oh, you gave
so
up
close.
Really quickly.
I know. There's enough for me, the last section. Quite
yeah,
frankly.
Yeah. Listen, I've something happened last weekend. I went to Jongleurs, Glasgow. I've been a bit of a Jongleurs monkey this month. As you know, regular listeners will know that I compared Camden, and then the week after I compared Battersea Jongleurs, and then this weekend they flew me up to Glasgow. Brilliant flight up, really quick, got through. And the way it's set up there is brilliant. They've got you... I only live about 8 miles from Luton Airport. Got a lift to the airport to fly up. When you come out of Glasgow Airport, you know, that's the one where... the Scottish blokes beat up the terrorist who was on fire in true Glaswegian style. It was there. Yeah. It was there. There's a load of blokes getting their photos taken by where it happened. It's brilliant. But then you get the bus right outside the airport that goes to Buchanan Street bus station, which is 40 yards from the Holiday Inn where Jongleurs put you up, which is 10 yards from the gig. So it's actually one of my nearest gigs, and it's in Glasgow. It's fucking brilliant. And I had promised... last week I would take my recording device and I would see how many people I could get to say Purple Burglar Alarm while I was there. I'm only going to tell you about one this week. A guy called Saj Chowdhury, who was on the Friday night. He was doing an open spot on the Friday night. He was the only Scotsman on the bill, and he heard me do something with the audience that I'm saving for the 200th show. You're going to like it.
Okay.
But he did agree after his set, after the gig. I said, listen, would you have a go at saying Purple Burglar Alarm? He went, yeah, no problem at all. The basic premise is, for new listeners to the show, is that someone said to me once that Scottish people can't say Purple Burglar Alarm. Now, some Scottish people can.
Okay.
As we may find out on the 200th show. But they tend to have lived in England or be from certain parts of Scotland. Strathclyde, they've got no chance. Saj Chowdhury is such a man. He is from Strathclyde. And as soon as I heard him talk, I thought, this is a Purple Burglar Alarm waiting to happen. And I had a feeling he'd have problems with it. Now, I've got not one, not two, not three, not four, but five Purple Burglar Alarms, all by Saj Chowdhury. Tony, here comes the first one. I think it's called Saj One. So I'm joined by the fabulous stand-up comic Saj Chowdhury, who is a resident of West Scotland. He is going to tell you where he's from and attempt his go. Off you go, Saj.
Hi, I'm Saj Chowdhury. I'm from Glasgow, and here is my attempt. Purple burglar alarm.
Nice.
Isn't it nice? How bad was that? Now, Tony, just so you know, via Skype, I could hardly hear that, so I'm having to listen really, really carefully. But yeah, you can see that Saj clearly is not equipped to say Purple Burglar Alarm. But guess what?
What's that?
He was very disappointed in himself after that first go, and it became something of the pride of Scotland is at stake. And he wanted another go. And I said, Saj, that's fine. You can have another go. Please play Saj 2. So here we are, Paulie B, Punky Radio, now in Jongleurs' dressing room in Glasgow, Strathclyde, the home of, in my opinion, the worst attempts at Purple Burglar Alarm that have ever been made. I do have Mr. Saj Chowdhury in the dressing room with me, and he has agreed very kindly to give us his go. So here we go. Over to you, Saj.
This is Saj Chowdhury, and here is my attempt. Purple Burglar Alarm.
That I can't do it. It's brilliant. No chance.
No way.
That was, in fact, so funny, the mystery assistant appears to have started crying. The thing was, though, that Saj wasn't to be beaten. Fair play to the man. He's a good comic. He's a really nice bloke. And he said, look, this isn't good enough. I know I can do it. And by now, as I believe I just say, if I didn't already, he's rehearsing. He was rehearsing in the dressing room. He was practicing saying Purple Burglar Alarm. I was getting slowly leathered, going, this is just fantastic. Would you like another go? He went, yeah. Tony, Sarge 3.
It seems only fair that Sarge has. So Sarge, where are you from originally? India?
My parents are originally from Pakistan.
Your parents are from Pakistan and you're now in no. Well, perhaps it would be nice to. Maybe if you give Bergalam a go the way your dad would say it first, maybe to get you in. Because this is uncharted waters for us. This is the third go. So it might help. Would it help? Do
yeah,
it first
I'm going to try, yeah.
The mic is yours, Sarge. Go, whatever you want to do.
Right, we'll do it like my dad has done it.
I might have to start going to Pakistan 2 times a year. That could be really good. But go on, then. And then this is your third and final go.
Right,
so,
here goes.
Do you want to focus?
I'm going to focus and do it in my own voice.
Right, okay.
Purple burglar.
That's where it's a lot.
It's just brilliant, isn't it?
Nice.
It just gets worse. He was getting worse. That's the thing. The harder he was trying, the worse he was getting. He was getting himself in a right tizzy. You don't hear me say that very often.
No.
A right tizzy. But he was getting in the right tizzy. And I said, listen, Sarge, I've had an idea. I'm going to let you, because you've tried so hard and been such a good sport. I reckon you'll be able to do it, because how a lot of Scottish people get around this is they do it in an English accent and then they can do it. So right. I gave Sarge that opportunity. I believe this sound file is called Sarge in English.
So, Sarge, we've established that as a native Scotsman,
yeah.
You have no chance of saying purple burglar alarm whatsoever. Would I be right there?
Yeah, absolutely.
In a recognisable fashion.
I am.
However, I think it's only fair, you've been such a good sport, that I did give you the chance to do it one more time. We have suggested that you maybe try it in an English accent. Now, this for me is a bit weird, because I'm now going to hear a second generation Pakistani Scotsman attempt to say purple burglar alarm in English, but you're happy with this, right?
Yes, I am. I'm good.
Off you go, my friend.
Purple burglar alarm.
No, still can't do it.
But Sarge still wasn't happy, Tony.
No?
Even after that, we had a little sit down, we had another drink, and he said, you know what? I reckon I can nail this. I want one more go. I gave him one more go, Tony. Sarge Extra, run VT.
Sarge isn't happy with that attempt at all. He seems to think that... But you can't change your accent on it. We've already agreed this. I can do a Scottish accent and fuck it up. That's cheating. Sarge wasn't happy with that go. He said, I really thought I'd be able to do it then. He's just practised saying it. He's going to have another go. He's in training. Sarge, over to you, my friend.
Purple burglar alarm.
No chance.
Oh, dear.
Tony. He just actually couldn't do it at all. He was walking out of the building saying it to himself and shaking his head.
Right.
It was fantastic. Such a nice bloke. And thank you so much, Sarge Chowdhury. Watch out for him. He's a good comic. So good. So nice of him to just be put through that humiliation. I said to him about it. I said, listen, mate, when we play you on the show, I'll send you an email, let you know it's on. He goes, oh, brilliant. My kids would really like to hear it. No, they won't. I go, oh, Dad's a fucking idiot. How good is that, though?
That's wicked.
You must be impressed, though.
I am impressed at that.
You're over.
He hasn't got a chance.
On the 200th show next week, we do have what I thought was going to be the ultimate purple burglar alarm. However, I can exclusively reveal that on the 200th show, we will play at the end of the show what I thought was a perfect purple burglar alarm, except I got back from Glasgow Sunday lunchtime. I went shopping, had to get some food in for the mystery assistant, and you know, things he likes. And then got back, and I've been home about 15 minutes, and I got a text from my friend Sulu. You've met Sulu, haven't you?
I think so.
Sulu and G, yeah.
Who get married. Or got married.
G was perfectly lit. Well, poor old Sulu, 2 days before the wedding, she was involved in an accident at South Mimms, got whiplash.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Well, no, it's fantastic news, because the medication's on for it means she has to drive everywhere. So they got in touch and said they're going to the Fox at Willian, which is a very nice pub. And would I like to come down? And I went, yeah, love to. They said, we're with our friend Elliot. I've never met Elliot before. Got down there. Elliot's a very nicely spoken young man. Turns out he's a Tory councillor, which I had a bit of fun about. I was telling them about the elections on Thursday.
Okay.
and how we'd had all these mad parties through the post. And when I'd finished, I said, I went through one man's dog and I said, but the maddest one of all was the Tories. And then Sulu and G started laughing and said, you don't know who Elliot is, do you? No, he says, he's a Tory councillor in Lecture. Oh, fucking nice. Right. So we had a bit of fun about that. And then I started telling him the Purple Burglar Alarms. And I had my recording device with me and I played them to them. And so, you know, Scottish people can't say Purple Burglar Alarm. And when we finished, they went, you really don't know who Elliot is, do you? I went, no, I don't. Who is he? And Elliot said, I'm Sean Connery's nephew-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sean Connery loves Elliot. And every time Elliot goes to Edinburgh, Sean Connery flies from Spain, where he lives as a good Scottish nationalist, to see Elliot, and they go out drinking. And Elliot has promised me he has a recording device.
No.
And the next time he sees Sean Connery, he's going to ask him to say Purple Burglar Alarm.
No way.
I'm so excited.
He's not passing.
I don't know when it's going to happen. Punky Radio could get Sean Connery saying Purple Burglar Alarm.
See, Steven Spielberg couldn't even get Sean Connery for Indiana Jones 4.
No. But we can get him to say Purple Burglar Alarm.
Jeez.
I think. I'm hoping. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know where. Elliot's going to see him in August. Oh, fuck! I might be able to do it myself. Because Elliot's going up to the Edinburgh Festival for the last week of August. And I'm there from Tuesday till Thursday.
Okay.
And I think Sean Connery's going to be there as well.
Oh, that'd be nice.
This could be even better. I could actually, in the flesh, get Sean Connery to say Purple Burglar Alarm.
With it, but that would end Purple Burglar Alarm. There would be no point doing it ever again.
Hey, Tony, I thought I'd ended it with what's going to be on the 200th show.
Right, okay.
And this is the PS to end all PSs. Scotland, in my opinion, Scotland's finest ever actor.
Yeah. The best Bond, of course.
The best Bond. Although, because of my age, I like Roger Moore because he was the first one I knew. But yeah, Sean Connery, widely regarded as the best Bond. Also something of a wife beater. So he, he just makes him go up in my estimation. No, he's not. But you know what he said, didn't I? He said Sean Connery famously said women need a good slap. Do you not remember that?
No.
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant. I love Sean Connery. He never puts a foot wrong in my book. Yes, anyway. So, there is an outside chance. All I'm saying, an outside chance that at some point Punky Radio could get Sean Connery saying Purple Burglar Alarm.
Wow.
And Elliot, that's the best round I've ever bought. It was just great. So that was that.
Cool.
And then on Monday, I went down to Camden to the new venue that I'm going to be putting a show in called Rather, which starts on Wednesday, June the 10th. There is a Facebook group for it, groups.to/ra-the. Do check it out. It's kind of like Dolly Remixture, but there's no live music, but there's more girls dancing. At a time when Camden has banned burlesque, I found a way in. I'll find a way in. So that's on. And then at night, after the show, I went to Flay and DeVille's Circus of Marvels at Madame Jojo's and saw a load of brilliant acts, including the best hula hoop girl I've ever seen, called Kalki from New Zealand, who had 7 different hula hoops gyrating, revolving, rotating around her body at great speed. 1 around her neck, 5 around her waist. No, 8. 1 around her neck, 5 around her waist, 1 in each hand. Haven't got time to talk about now because we have waffled on for too much. I haven't got any gigs this week. I'm going to a wedding on Saturday. If your mates with Stuart Friel, you might be there. Other than that, fuck you. Tony, have you got anything going on this week? You going away?
I'm going away. I'm going away to Europe. So no.
Well, in that case then, would you like to tell me about the last song?
Yep, sure. The last song is the band I'm in, Right Hand Pink. We played a gig a few weeks ago at the Intake. Thanks to everyone who came down to see us. We're through to the next round of the Battle of the Bands, so I'll let you know when that is. It'll probably be... Well, it's going to have to be after June the 3rd. So
unless they
know.
Get another guitarist in, and I can't see that happening.
Well, you never know. But no, I can't. So do check us out if you are in the Mansfield area. I'll let you know close to the time. This is a song called Potent. It's a song called song that Minkali wrote a while ago that we brought to the band. We've only got one recording of it, which is a live recording, but it's good quality, so I'll play it. But Paul, what is Right Hand Pink's MySpace?
Is it myspace.com/righthandpink?
Yeah, it is, really. Yeah, so that's be at 4-2 to you this week.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You fucking beauty.
I thought it may be a draw, but it was not to be. It was not to be. Here's Potent.
Tony, who was that again?
That was Right Hand Pink, and the song was Potent.
Fucking beauty. Tony, well done for your three choices in the second half of the show. Thanks. Next week's show is the 200th. We need your MySpace comments of congratulations, unashamedly. I also need you to send me any songs you would like. In fact, you can put it on the MySpace if you want. Why don't you write, you save yourself a job. Do us a MySpace message and put down your favourite songs on it and we'll sort it out. But it's got to be done. Tone, are we putting the show up this evening?
It'll be up for Thursday. I can put it up this evening if you want, but we was going to do it for Thursday.
Yeah, I know, but I'm
of
just
course
thinking,
we can't,
thinking
can
about
we?
What's happening, yeah.
I'll put it up tonight. Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you so much. So, yeah, basically you've got until Thursday, midday GMT. So you've only got a day and a half. So get on with it. If you want to get your favourite song on, and you want to get on our 200th show, MySpace, that's what I'm saying, MySpace. You can Facebook it, we've got a Facebook group, you know about that. Make sure that you add all the bands on this week's show, and make sure also that you buy their music. That's what we make this show for. We are uniting fans and bands across the land. My thanks to my mystery assistant. Tony, you've had your own this week. You've been all right?
Yeah.
Awesome. I just think how that... miserable first section was replaced by glory.
It's turned out to be a really good show.
Yes, vote Punky this week, by the way. How do they do that, Tom?
Go to punkyradio.com on the top of the screen, important, please vote for his link. Hit that. And enter your email address and a subject in a comment. Alternatively, just go to podcastalley.com and search for Punky.
And we want your iTunes votes, reviews. We haven't had one in a while. We really want them. Just go to iTunes, type in Punky Radio, you'll find us, and leave us a review. It helps us to get more listeners. We get more listeners, the band sell more CDs.
Yep.
So, Tony, the next time we talk, we'll be as you're on your way to Europa.
Yes, in person, in real
life. How many
life.
Languages does Steph speak?
English, German, bit of Russian. So two and a half.
Well, in that case, then you shouldn't go to Europe. You should go to Dubai for the prozzies.
Nice.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
But you can't.
And if I do see you and Steph later in the week, mate, can you tell her to wear that leather number?
Yeah, okay.
Cool.